Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Bacchus talking NAFTA in just a moment.
My name is Jason. I'm a quit coach with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline.
The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline supports residents of Oklahoma with quitting all forms of tobacco. The benefit to someone calling the helpline is that they get individualized coaching support.
We don't judge anybody who calls in.
A quit coach really offers non-judgmental support. We know how challenging it is to quit.
You need somebody who's understanding, somebody who can really help you in those difficult moments without judging you.
You won't be judged when you call. We just want to support you. We want to provide you with the tools and the encouragement that you will need while quitting.
No matter what your struggle is, we're going to be able to help you get through that.
We're available to take phone calls 24 hours a day. We want to support you and help you move forward with quitting and help you be successful with this.
Being a quit coach is my life.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com, a program of TSAP.
NAFTA talks are underway in Montreal, Canada this week, and trade specialist Kent Bacchus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office is there in Canada watching on behalf of cattle producers the negotiations of the three countries, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Well, I think it's important for the beef industry to have a presence at this NAFTA round, this negotiation round. A lot of the previous rounds have been technical, and this will actually be a ministerial round. The trade ministers will be there, including Ambassador Lighthizer. I think it's important for us to be there to show our support for these negotiations and also for the benefits that NAFTA has given the industry. For us, Canada and Mexico, they're billion-dollar markets. We can't be profitable without access there. And we just want to make sure that this is a positive message moving forward. Our negotiators have done a good job making sure that ag has not been pulled into the crosshairs. A lot of the negotiations have been focused on manufacturing, and specifically with autos. There's been some other areas as well. We just want to make sure that all the good benefits that we've enjoyed under NAFTA, especially for the ag industry, remain there. So part of the reason why we're going is not only just to show our support, but to meet with people who have questions, who want to know how some of these modifications could impact us, and also just to understand why this market is so important to us. So it's important for us to be there, to be engaged, and to give the support to our negotiators and to serve as advisors.
Kent Bacchus says one important member of the U.S. Trade Representative's team regarding agriculture is not there in Montreal. He's still not been confirmed. We're talking about Greg Dowd, who's been nominated by the president to be the agricultural negotiator within the USTR's office.
Well, when it comes to these trade negotiations, we need all of our negotiators there. We have to have full representation there so that the people sitting across the table can take us seriously when we make these demands and air our concerns. With Greg Dowd not being confirmed as our chief ag negotiator, that's putting politics over policy. That's putting the politics before farmers and ranchers. We do not have the representation that we deserve at those tables. Now, while we may have some trade lawyers and other folks who are there who are obviously well qualified, we do not have this politically appointed position confirmed. And that sends a message to our people across the table that maybe we're not being as serious as we should. And this is something that the Senate has to resolve. We cannot afford to go another month, to go another NAFTA negotiation round without full representation at the table. And this blame falls solely at the feet of Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona, who has a hold on Greg Dowd. We have to get that hold lifted. The Senate has to confirm Greg soon. Otherwise, we don't know what the future negotiation rounds could look like.
NCBA's Kent Bacchus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.